Prairie Village, Kansas. It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
All right. Hey, now. I'm Steve McKay. Welcome to the Up All Night Radio Show. And if you haven't heard already, if you've been to the website, you've heard the bad news. I got good news and I got bad news tonight. And the bad news is this is going to be the last Up All Night Radio Show for quite a while, it looks like. You know, my radio partner Travis Winters has been deployed to Africa, the Horn of Africa, and well, you know, it's hard to, I got a lot of different issues going on. We'll talk about that throughout the night, but you know, we're going to kind of reminisce, talk about some things. We got lots of music, lots of blues tonight, and then the big announcement of the new show. So, see, you're not gonna miss me that much because I'm gonna still be here, same time, same place. But it's gonna be a little bit different kind of show. Pretty much all blues music interviews. We're gonna get some artists. It's all gonna be about that. We're still gonna get in some comedy here and there and this and that. But it's primarily gonna be a music show. So I'm excited about it. Pumped up. And what's really going to be cool is bringing in the artists or getting them on the phone and all that. And, of course, the phones are always going to be live there, unscreened, uncensored phone calls all night long and all that stuff. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I'll tell you more about that a little bit later, too. Now, my compadre McShane for the McShane Rock Show, who normally sits in here and joins me, is sick tonight, and I gotta tell you, he has a stomach flu. Everybody I know has a stomach flu going on, and it's like, everybody stay away from me. I don't want it. Leave me alone. We got people, good percentage of people missing at work, and we want to keep them away from me, because, you know, I gotta be healthy. So, I just don't want to have the flu, the stomach flu. So, at any rate, he's not here tonight, so it's just going to be me and you in our big finale show. And hopefully in 2011, when Travis returns, then we'll be back doing Up All Night Radio Show back the way it was. But it's kind of unfair to try to carry on, so we're going to do a little bit different. I'll be right back with more of the Up All Night Radio Show reminiscing right here on KCOR.
Hello there, this is Dave Harrison, the creator and producer of the Blues in the Blood Blues podcast, your first stop for the best of the blues. It's a free and commercial-free podcast that's out twice a month. It's an hour-long show that plays new and old blues music from signed and independent artists. To get more information, go to my website, bluesintheblood.com, that's bluesintheblood.com, and subscribe today. Then get a refill on your favorite drink, grab a seat, and get ready to get some blues in the blood.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Hey there, are you awake? Are you awake?
Are you awake? Are you conscious?
Wake up!
It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
All right, I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss all of our cutesy sounds there. It's going to be a sad thing. And also, by the way, the brand new show, which I'm going to announce here in a minute, is all family friendly. So we're going to get into some comedy, some decent comedy there, but we're not going to be just open, you know, cussing like we've sometimes done on this show. Of course, you know, a little beverage kind of causes that to go into play, but at any rate, let me get through the business real quick. We got, like I said, a lot of good blues music tonight. We got a brand new one from Foghat, brand new CD out. And also, I'm expecting another surprise coming up. supposed to be being emailed to me at this very moment by, I guess he's one of the promoter for this artist, so I'm kind of looking for that. I'm going to check my email here shortly. But at any rate, go up to the website, macandtravis.com, M-A-C, and Travis.com, macandtravis.com, and that's the website, and you can go go to the website. You're going to see, well, we don't have any show notes. We just got a couple of quick show notes, but you're going to find our Babe of the Year, because this is our last show. We're going to have Babe for 2010, and that's going to be the end of it, so there you go. And obviously, you know who that is, my girl. And also, you're going to find the chat box there. And, Goofy Gal is in the box. We got Blues Cruiser, Diva Trish, a couple of new people. Blues Cruiser's in there. Oh, let's see. Oh, just a nice little collection of people. Come and join us in the chat box. And we're going to be having a good time there. Plus, we're going to open up the phone lines. The phone's on the wrong table, so I got to move it over here. And the box and all that stuff. So we'll do that during one of the breaks, one of the songs here, and get that going and all that stuff. So here we are tonight. And I'm depressed. I'm put out. But at the same time, I'm excited about the new show and to really focus in on the blues world and do it all night. You know, have people calling in and talking blues and talking about my future wife. Yes, that is my future wife. The Babe of the Week is my future wife. I don't think her husband would probably go for that, but I would sure like it. Carrie Byron. Oh, she's my darling. She is so sweet. It just not looks, but it's the personality. But anyway, we'll get on. You're getting me off on a distraction here because you know she's hot. But anyway, I forgot. Now you got me totally lost what I was saying. But anyway. This being our last show, I am sort of depressed. We might play a few cuts from the past that were particularly my favorites. I kind of predict that Sister Mary Evelyn and some of these people will show up on the new show. And let's go talk about the past. Do we want to talk about the past? Mark McGuire is not going to let us talk about the past, so we're going to talk about the future. And do I get a little drum roll here? Can I have a drum roll, please? Maybe. Well, I don't even have that wind up. Hold on. It's coming. This is professional here. It's only one guy. What do you want? I'm stuck here in the studio by myself. There we go. All right. The new show starts next week, same time, and live. And it's going to be Blues All Night Radio Show. Instead of the up, we're going with the blues. Get it? Blues All Night Radio Show. And yes, that's going to be me. And people popping in, and hopefully some great artists. We got Blues Cruiser, who's a blues expert. We're going to get his butt in here and play blues music, some of your favorites and stuff like that. So that's starting, and it's going to be on, 11 p.m. Central U.S. time, which is right now on, so far, it's going to be on KCUR, Kansas City Online Radio, and also 105 Jackalope Radio. We'd be carrying us live also. So we got a couple stations in there going to be doing it. And I'll have a new website up and we'll have the chat box, obviously, and the webcam. Yeah, we'll have the webcam going just so you can see me. And I'm not sure if we should do a Babe of the Week because we're mainly blues. Maybe Blues of the Week, Blues Guy of the Week. We might do something like that. Yeah, I wish you were here to pop it. But you can always call. We're always going to have the phone lines open. I'm trying to read in the chat box at the same time. But anyway, I think we're going to have a good time with the new show. I really do. I think it's going to have to be more of you, though. You're kind of the co-host of this all. So besides people in the chat box and callers and that stuff, I mean, that's what it's going to be about. And I think we're going to have a good time, you know. The problem with... You know, the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis. First of all, Travis is gone. And I want to get a few things off my shoulder real quick, and then we'll get to the blues music. Don't worry, we're going to have lots of blues tonight. It just takes so much to do. It's because we want to put together a really good show, and to be quite honest, it hasn't been a very good show lately. Not because of McShane. McShane does a great job filling in for Travis. I mean, he's a super dude, and I want to thank him. On the air for coming in and doing the show. But my problem was I didn't have time to put together stuff that I wanted to because I like doing the comedy bits. That takes preparation. Really, for a talk show like the Up All Night Radio Show, it's talking 2 hours just for post-production, let alone all the prep. You're talking a good 10, 12 hours a week besides the 2 hours that you're actually going to be on the air. So I just don't have that kind of time right now. And you need people around you. You need staff, you know, a couple of extra people to help out and do stuff, promotion and cover the – we need a news chick. I'd like to have a news chick when we go back to doing the show. And a news chick has to prepare her stuff, and that gives some – gets it off of me. But at any rate, it's just not able to do it right now and put together a show that we like. That we're proud of. So we're going to dispense with it, put it on hibernation for a year, and then see what happens. But this Blues All Night Radio Show is going to be fun. It's going to be different. Like I said, it's going to be you guys. The music is going to be the star, and the listeners and me are going to be the co-hosts. So there you go. All right. I'm done talking for a few minutes. So we need a pump then, Mac. Oh, Wyoming goofy gal. All right. I think I got afraid she's going to probably call tonight, which would be good. She needs to call in. So if you got a call, if you want to call in about a memory about the Up All Night Radio Show or something like that, definitely we'd like to talk about it. And I want to play a song here and get us started. And we got just a ton of blues music. We're going to get into more of that through the night. So don't think that we're going to skip out on it. And no way about that. And I'm going to get to the page that I want to get to. Maybe you should see me on the webcam. And you'll see me fooling around. So anyway, I want to play this. This is a new one from Magic Slim. And I'm sure you've heard it if you listen to KCOR, because obviously you're playing the heck out of it. Going to move to Kansas City. This is Magic Slim.
Thank you. She done moved. Moved to Kansas City.
She done moved.
Moved to Kansas City.
Yeah, my baby done moved.
Moved to Kansas City.
She done moved.
Moved to Kansas City.
She done moved to Kansas City. Don't even think about me.
Get you all worked up there here in Kansas City, and you know we love the blues here. I want to do give a big shout out. I was in the box there, Irish Kev. The man's been a loyal podcast listener. He's in the box, and I want to welcome him and thank him. And doesn't mean you can't show up for the new show. It's still going to be me. I know it's all about Travis, but you know, I did want to mention something too about Travis. We think that we're going to get this set up. Got to do it kind of through the Army and some other things and get it all going. We think that he's going to be able to do the show on occasion from Africa. And don't know how much. Depends on his duty time and all that other stuff. But it looks pretty good that he's going to be at least being able to call for 15, 20 minutes every once in a while on the show and kind of let us know what's going on in his world and what exactly are they doing, you know, in the Horn of Africa. But I did post on the website, again, it's macandtravis.com, something that was posted by the Kansas National Guard as to exactly what they're doing in the Horn of Africa. It's not very clear. It's very, you know, military talk, but you can check that out at macandtravis.com. And I'm trying to get through all this business here because I know we got a lot of music to get to and a lot of talk. I also want to thank DJ from the Cockroach. Been with us almost since the beginning. You know, we've been doing this show for 6 years. Can you believe that? My goodness. I remember back in the day we were doing the White People's Rap contest, and we had people send in their rap music, but you had to be a white person. That was kind of a weird deal. I mean, we've done some really weird stuff. I got to go down a little bit of Bibbery Laid a little bit later, but at any rate, I want to thank DJ from the Cockroach for carrying us all this time live, and he's a great friend. Also, The X and Rant Radio, thanks for coming on here not too long ago and joining simulcasting the show, and we hope to get back with it. And, of course, Jackalope 105, they're going with us there with the new show, so you'll be able to hear us there, too. So it's going to be kind of fun. So I want to thank those people. DJ's been so nice and, you know, got us hooked up with Stephanie Miller and did some voice stuff for us and just all kinds of cool stuff. And he's been really, really good there with us. And, you know, I don't know. You know, I noticed I forgot to mention, I'm not alone in the studio. Guinevere, the Chocolate Labrador, is in the studio. And she's wanting a biscuit, so you might hear her bark here in a minute, but that's just the way it is. But anyway, so let's see. I got through the Travis part, and let's see. When we get to the break here in just a few minutes, I'll check my email. We might have another new song, but I got a brand new one from Foghat. That's I don't know if this CD is released yet, but I've got it. And then, and also, my other problem here is I got the phones hooked up, but I can't remember what the damn number is. So I'm going to have to go in the other room and go through a stack of papers to find my damn phone number. Is that brilliant or what? I never call it. And it used to be posted on the website, and then somebody took it down. So I don't know what's going on. And I did want to mention one other thing. And this is my sappy, sad part. I want to thank the listeners that's been here all along. Trish, Wyoming Goofy Gal, I could name some, you know, AZ Racer, these guys that have been here listening to the show from the very beginning, and it's just awesome. So we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. You know, most of you have gotten to know me through my radio show, Journeys with Rebecca. But I wanted to let you know that for over 20 years, I've provided readings to many, many people. I use my gifts to tune into your vibrations and your energy to bring forth information that assists you in your life. Now, I use energy techniques that can realign you to better physical health and share practical methods that can bring you peace, understanding, and more. All for you, unique individual, so that you can receive that which you need in the now. So log on to journeyswithrebecca.com and click on the About Rebecca tab and follow the reading link, or email me, rebecca@journeyswithrebecca.com.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of RAD. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
I'll sleep all day, out all night. I know where you're going. I don't think that's...
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You know, Mac, if you can't stop staring at my I'm gonna quit. It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
Yeah, that's the other thing I'll miss too, is the sexy voice girl and all those little opening things. Something else I'll miss. I'm bringing this up here. Let me see if it's there. All right, we're going to just try. This is what live radio is about. In the box, Louise voice. I don't know how to pronounce that. He's in the chat box, and he promotes Michael Allman. And yes, he's the eldest son of Greg Allman, and he just emailed me a new song. And he's in the chat box. I'm sure he can tell you more about it. Available through iTunes and CD Baby, and I have not heard this song yet. I know Cool Breeze, she's not in the chat box at this very moment. I don't know where she's at. His name was Lou, by the way. Just sent me the MP3, and he's in the chat box. You can get more information from him. Let's take a listen. I've never heard this song before. This is live radio right here, baby. Because you're going to hear something I haven't even heard. This is Michael Allman.
I'm sitting here in the backseat of this run-down Chevy van as we roll on down this Georgia highway. I think about the years that have passed me by, and I wonder how I got to where I am today. I see my reflection in the mirror, staring back at me. So tell your friends I don't like what I see.
Well, I made up my mind.
As you turn my way, no, I don't know just what to say. I think about the tears, all the tears you've cried, and I thank the Lord above that you came my way. Down deep inside, oh, I've made up my mind.
Well, I made up my mind.
I've been living my life so recklessly. Now there's nothing more to say. This old gypsy's gonna fly another way, 'cause it ain't me.
Comments in the chat box look very positive. Yeah, that's Michael Allman. And the website is michaelallmanband.com. And the CD is out now. And the name of that cut was It Ain't Easy. I believe that was the cut name of it. And we were talking about it in the chat box. You can hear the soul, the growl in that voice. That was sweet. That was sweet. And can't wait to hear more. He sent us an additional cut there, and I think we're going to have to hear that here in a little bit. I like that. That was very good. So, and also we have a new Foghat song coming up too. So, this is kind of sorta what the new show is going to be like. I won't be playing a bunch of silly sound effects. Maybe I will. I don't know. But it's going to be a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and hope to have a little more humor involved in this. And then Carrie is going to come on, and Carrie, how's things going?
I'm saying this is busted.
It's busted. She says it's busted. That's what Mac and Travis has done. It's busted. It is busted.
I'm saying this is busted.
Anything about me, Carrie?
Put your clothes back on.
Yeah, I figured you'd say something like that. Anyway, back to the music. Let's see here what we got lined up. We're going to play a little more of that Michael Allman here in just a little bit. I got to play this. George Thorogood, I Drink Alone.
Alone. just before breakfast. I don't want no coffee or tea. Just me and my good buddy Wiser. That's all I ever need, 'cause I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know what, I drink alone. I prefer to be by myself. Yeah, the other night I lay sleeping and I woke from a terrible dream. So I called up my pal Jack Daniel and his partner Jimmy Beam, and we drank alone. Stayed home instead. Just me and my pal Johnny Walker and his brothers Black and Red, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. So bad. The only one who'll hang out with me is my dear old granddad. And we drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. Yeah, you know when I drink alone,
what I'm doing tonight, baby. Well, yeah, I know. I guess now I got people in the chat box with me. Having a good time. There you go. Talking about the olden days. See, I got to play one of my songs. Yes. My rap song back in, we were talking about this earlier, the old Mac and Travis, what was it? White Person's Rap Contest. I can't remember the name of it. But this was my submission. Oh, this is bad. This is really, this is 5 years ago, I think.
They call me 35 Cent because I always short. I'm white, but I'm ripe. I'm fat, but I'm tight. Jiggly, jiggly. Let me bust out this rhyme while I still have time. I won't call you a bitch because you kick my ass. That's a fact. I'm white, but I'm ripe. I'm fat, but I'm tight. Jiggly, jiggly. I don't like rap. It sucks a big one. Like Brokeback Mountain, but I ain't one. Like your skirt, I think you're fucking hot,
but I know I'm not.
I'm white, but I'm ripe. I'm fat, but I'm tight. Keep it real. Keep it real. Late.
Yeah, that was my effort in the contest, and needless to say, I lost. That's bad. That's really bad. This is it, though. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and what do you want? True Lies? Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Ah.
back here on the Up All Night Radio Show. Yes, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, True Lies. And I tried to, I had the phone hooked up different for the earlier show, and so I hope this is working. Is there somebody on this phone line here?
Yes, there is right now.
Well, who is this?
This is Lou's voice.
Well, what's going on, man?
I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you playing Michael.
Oh, man, that's awesome. He's got that voice, doesn't he? As soon as you played it, I went, oh, I recognize that. He's definitely...
Well, it's real strange. I was on a thread on Facebook talking about bringing him to Albany, Georgia, where I live. And I put my phone number up there for this girl to call me to see if we could coordinate to find a venue, you know, to have him here. And my phone rings about 5 minutes later, and it's Michael Allman. And I haven't watched my BlackBerry in a week.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's cool.
And I told him, I said, you know, I work in TV 3 days on, 3 days off, or 3 days I just sit around here. What if I got my old radio contacts together and see what I could do of getting you airplay? So now I'm kind of helping Michael out to see what I can do.
Cool. That's great.
So far, you... And Signal Radio Swindon in the UK is playing it.
All right. And I know Breeze was going to do an interview with him, or?
Yeah, well, she's supposed to set up an interview with him, and he'll do a call-in interview with you. And then, you know, we hope to get a copy of the interview. So we're trying to create a groundswell, because, you know, from being in radio, it's real hard to crack that corporate nut of getting him played without groundswell.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I know you always get the knock that, you know, we're internet radio and, you know, we're just nothing. Well, first of all, corporate radio is now on the internet, so apparently we're doing something right. And this is blowing up here, I'm telling you. The listenership nearly doubles every month for the last 2 years. It's just phenomenal.
And it sounds, you have live, yes. It's 1244 in Southwest Georgia. And you're live.
That's right.
You're not on radio anymore, on broadcast radio. There's nobody there now.
No, they pre-record their show early in the day, and then they go off and do sales.
Well, no, most of them don't even, they don't even have anything but liners playing at this time of night here in Southwest Georgia. So
yeah.
I appreciate y'all a whole lot. I really, you know, thank you. It was just out of the... Just the grace of God that I even found this thing the other night and mailed them to Breeze, and she played a couple and loved it. And it's just, this guy has such soul in his voice that was just one of the cuts that I like because it mirrors my life.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one I hit, sent you, If Dreams Were Money, was the reason we even started this thread. He put up, If Dreams Were Money, ... And I said, I would build Fat Louie's Music Hall in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And he came back and said, I'd play there. This all got going, and it's just, you know, I love it. I mean, I don't mind using at least part of my off time to help this guy out, because somewhere down the line it'll benefit me.
Yeah, definitely. In the chat box there, we have Blues Cruiser, and he's the connection here in Kansas City with the Blues Club. So you definitely want to frenzy up to him. Because he's there all the time, and he knows everybody in the Kansas City blues community, all the clubs to go to, and that might be a good thing too.
Well, one of my favorite college football players was a player for the Chiefs this past year.
Oh wow,
Brody Croyle.
Oh yes, definitely.
And I'm a big Alabama fan, and I appreciate your time. I don't want to take up much because I know you want to talk to other people, but we sure. You down here, and I've got a lot of people already listening to you from my Facebook page, and I just posted, you know, great internet blues radio station to listen to. Check these guys out. I just posted it on Facebook, so anything I can do, I'll be glad to help.
I appreciate it. Hey, and stay in contact, and give us a call anytime.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. What is your name again?
My name's Troy.
Troy.
But I go by Mac on this show because it's Up All Night with Mac and Travis. But the new show will be back to my real name. But Troy doesn't have a ring to it. You know, a radio name?
Oh, yeah.
But
it's Lou Christian, which is my real name. All the whole time I was on the air, I never changed it, and it seemed to work fine for me. And I did you know, Birmingham and Mobile and Huntsville and Decatur and Nashville and Memphis and Houston and Little Rock, and I did all over, and then, you know, settled down here in Georgia to kind of be the boss at about 15 stations, and then, you know, the way everything went in about 95, that went south, so I did TV.
There you go.
Transitioned over to TV, where there's security and money.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, it's Mac. It's great talking to you. Let me get off here and sit back and listen a while, but thanks again. But that other song I sent, If Dreams Were Money, is an excellent cut, too.
I'll hit that up here in just a few minutes.
And thank you so much. I appreciate your trouble. And thanks for all these chat guys. I appreciate y'all. And thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks, man. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Fantastic. Well, let's keep the music going. You know I got to play a little Zeppelin, I Can't Quit You, Babe.
You, babe. So I'm gonna put you down for a while. I said I can't quit you, babe. I guess I got to put you down for a while. Since you messed up my happy home, made me mistreat my only child. Moaning and groaning, babe.
hurts me deep down inside.
All right, there you go, a little Led Zeppelin there. I can't quit you, babe. All right, I see AZ Racers popped into the chat box. Yeah, this is the, just for everybody. Oh, we got another phone call. My goodness gracious. You like this high tech? You got to just hear the ring right there. Let me go ahead and find out who's calling. Hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. You finally decided to call?
I decided to call. I figured I'd better tonight.
Well, there you go. What's going on?
I'm just listening to the show.
You sound excited. I don't know if it sounds like one of the... This is my old goofy gal, by the way.
It
sounds like, you know, one of those late-night talk shows. So tell me what you're wearing.
you know, just want to know. I know.
One of those late-night talk shows. That you see on the Playboy channel or something like that. Next caller.
Good Lord. That is not someplace you'll ever see me.
So, anyway, what do you think this idea of this new show? Do you think it's worth that damn, or what do you think?
Oh, well, I think the show will be good, but we'll sure miss Mac and Travis.
Well, you'll miss Travis.
Well, yeah.
You know, I know. Sister Mary Evelyn may show up and people like that, but...
Your alter ego.
Yeah, alter ego. None.
I don't know whether that should scare any of the rest of us, but...
You know what's really weird is when you go around at work and you talk like you do your Sister Mary Evelyn imitation, and I explain to them that she's a nun that's trying to be a stand-up comedian, and they just all look at me like I'm just some kind of a fruitcake.
Well, yeah.
So. That's just me.
That's just you.
So, what is your... give me your great memory of the Up All Night Radio Show, the Mac and Travis. What's your favorite memory? Like there is one. Or your least worst memory?
No, they're all good memories. I can't pick just one.
I like the Trish deal where she trashed her boyfriend's
truck. Her
That's memorable.
Trashed her boyfriend's vehicle.
Yeah.
You're glad I'm not male.
Well,
and so many other things.
Yeah. One of my favorite was Travis when he was at the No Sober Throw Horseshoe Tournament in Tick Ridge. And he was standing in a creek at the thing, and he's on the air with us. It's the funniest thing in the world. You never get radio like that anywhere else.
I like the one, I can't remember what voice you were trying to do, but you kept falling back into the Mac voice.
My Art Bell voice. Art Bell! You're listening to Art Bell!
Yeah, it was that one.
I get the ABBA music going, too.
That was a pretty good night.
Yeah. I think I still got the... Let me look for it here while you're talking, see?
Well, I wasn't really talking, you were.
Oh, okay. We're about at the top of the hour anyway, but... Here.
Well, thanks for letting me call in early, though. I do appreciate that.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not going to go to bed, are you?
I do have to go to bed early because I have to get up early tomorrow.
Oh, you got a flight.
No, actually, I'm driving. So.
Oh, wow, all the way there? You going to tell us where you're going?
I'm going to a training in Phoenix.
All right.
Of all places. So.
Why couldn't it have been in the wintertime when it was cold in Wyoming?
Well, it's always cold in Wyoming compared to Arizona. So.
That's true. That's true. All right.
That's all good. Right. I don't mind the heat.
No, I love the heat. Bring it on. I'm pro-global warming.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
It was pretty hard to imagine global warming while we were freezing to death.
Oh, God. So give us a call back next week for the new show. And we'll talk dirty then, okay?
Okay, yeah. Now, you're going to call me during the week and talk dirty then.
Okay, all right.
I'll be in Arizona and I'll be bored because, you know, I'll be
Are you kidding me? Phoenix, all the stuff to do down there?
Well, I'm really not into Stevie Nicks. So
just top it. pop in and say hello. I think she's out of town anyway. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, I'll tell her you have a stalker named Mac.
No, that's my Carrie Byron side. That's my. I've actually met Stevie Watt, so we're not friends by any means, but at least I actually talked to her. Carrie Byron, I don't even know who she never doesn't know who the hell I am. So yeah, anyway,
it's all good.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right.
I'm going to play you this Art Bell commercial just for you.
Okay. And play some Pete.
I'll play some Pete.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, ladies, what are you going to do when the power goes out and you can't count on those batteries? Introducing the CC Emergency Crank Powered Vibrator. Yes, the boys at Sea Crane have done it again. Thinking of the women, even in times of national disaster and possible asteroid collision. Be prepared. Call to get your Sea Crane Crank Vibrator today. Now, call before 9 a.m. Pacific Time to my friends at Sea Crane. They got a special going on, only $7.95 for this Sea Crane Crank Vibrator.
All right, anyway, that was my Art Bell commercial when I did the Art Bell, because we used to do the yearly prediction show just like Art Bell, and that was quite fun. There was some great stuff, and I always forget to hang the phone back up. Anyway, coming up in the second hour of the show, yes, we're going to have another Michael Allman song. We're going to have the new song from Foghat. More of your phone calls. If you want to dial up and call in, talk to us, 913-322-9502. 913-322-9502. The number is listed in the chat box. Chat box is at macandtravis.com. So we're going to have that coming up, and I'm getting some secretive messages on my phone here, and I wonder what they're saying. Anyway, the number... Oh, I guess we might get an update on Travis's situation. But again, that number is 913-322-9502. You want to call in. Give us a little bit. We're coming up on the break on the top of the hour. We're not going to be having these breaks like this on the new show. So it's going to just all be me. Oh, God, that's scary. But anyway, thank you, Wyoming Goofy Gal, for calling in. And there you go. We're going to be right back with the second hour of the last Up All Night Radio show last year.
Sure to check out my brand new CD titled Blues Nation. Available for purchase at cdbaby.com starting March 8, 2010. You can purchase the physical CD or MP3 downloads of your favorite songs from the album. Once again, Blues Nation, available for sale at cdbaby.com March 8, 2010.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
It's time to kick this party into high gear.
Here we go!
Do you want a party?
Yeah.
Party! Party!
This is a party!
We'd like to party.
Why don't you spell party for us?
Party people in the house.
Party people.
Okay. Here they are.
The Party Posse!
It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
Here. That phone number again, 913-322-9502. You want to call in. We've got some more music to play here. Michael Allman's new CD, also a brand new one from Foghat, I'm anxious to hear also. And T.S. Girl is into the box. And if she wants to call in, that's Travis's wife. Give us the details of what his adventure was going to the Horn of Africa. T.S. Girl, give us a call. That number, 913-322-9502. And I believe it's written in the chat box, 913-322-9502. We've got a lot more to get to tonight, a lot of great music. Yeah, once again, this is the final Up All Night radio show with Mac and Travis. And I want to once again thank McShane for filling in. And he couldn't make it tonight. He was sick. We've got everybody at work is sick, too. Stomach flu. But he's done a great job in filling in. But I just hard for me to keep everything going and putting a show together that's really good. And I miss Travis and the whole thing. So we're just going to put this show on hiatus, put it in hibernation, and move on with the brand new show starting next week, Blues All Night radio show with me. There you go. And we'll be on KCOR and also Jackalope 105 will be simulcasting us. To the globe and beyond and Uranus and everywhere. And it's going to be a little more mellow show. Not going to be a lot of adult content. We're going to stick with the blues. We're going to have phone calls, guests in studios, blues news, all kinds of stuff, and especially related to music and anything like that, anything happening in the Kansas City area. There's a lot of great blues artists in Kansas City, and that's what we want to hit up to and get a few people in here. We've been trying to get these guys in here that are kind of a comedy blues act, and I'd like to get them in here and have a good time too. So we'll find out. Stay out of my anus, Mac. Thank you very much. In the chat box. Yeah, that chat box is at macandtravis.com, M-A-C, and travis.com, macandtravis.com. And let's go ahead and hit up this other song. I have not heard this. I just got emailed it, you know, just a little bit ago. This is another new song by Michael Almond. Their website, again, is michaelalmondband.com. And it's Greg Almond's older son there. And you'll definitely recognize the voice there. And the name of this one is, and I wrote it down real quick here, If Dreams Were Money. This is Michael Almond here on the Up All Night radio show.
Now, I'm not one for turning back.
I said I wouldn't cuss, but god damn, that was good. That was smooth. Michael Allman, let's see, what was the name of it? I was just totally mesmerized. If Dreams Were Money. Great song there. And thank you, Lou, for providing it. And this is what's cool. This is what's missing, of course, in today's corporate radio, is something like this. I'd had no idea. About, you know, I heard about Michael from Breeze, and we talked about it a little bit. But here tonight, Dean planned to have it on the show, and bada bing, bada boom. That's what you get when you get some stuff coming back, you know, interaction there. Yes, TS Girl, call in, give us an update on Travis's big adventure. Let me write it in the chat box. And if you're wondering where the chat box is, it's at macandtravis.com, M-A-C. And Travis.com. It's also at the KC Online Radio website. Just go to www.kconlineradio.com. Click on the Listen and Chat tab. And the same box is going to be right there. So you got both you can choose from. And, of course, the new show, we talked about it. It's going to start next week, Blues All Night. It's going to be the same time slot. Heard on KCOR. Also, Jackalope 105 will be simulcasting it. Welcome to those people over there. And I'm going to try to get up a new website. I don't know if I'm going to get it all completed. You know, I got 10,000 freaking things to do, but I want to get a new website up and have some different content. More of a blues show, more music. We're going to do a lot of talking, but it's going to be more in the blues area and just what's going on, because we could talk about news all day. About what's going on, and it's like, you got to be kidding me, some of the stuff that's going on in the world. But this is kind of our escape and getaway to spend a little bit of time with our friends in the chat box and just relax and have a little cocktail. I saw the discussion about the legalization of marijuana. Yeah, I could go for that, but that ain't probably going to happen. So I'm going to have to wait till I retire, and then maybe I can partay in it. I probably did enough in college to just kind of cover me for the rest of the time, but at any rate. We got a couple of on the show notes. I did want to mention a couple on the show notes that you can go and check out. I only put like three up there. You have the Vatican is now calling the Blues Brothers movie one of the Catholics' favorite movies, which I kind of find is fascinating because the nun is kind of weird, you know, in the movie. And I happen to be a recovering Catholic myself. I went to Catholic schools. And all that. So I do like the Blues Brothers movie, obviously. It was great. But it's just kind of weird that the Vatican, it's one of their top movies. But, you know, I guess they're cooler than what I thought. Also, my good and special friend Paul McCartney turned 68. And, yes, my very good friend Paul McCarty, I put one of his videos up there, my good friend that I spent 3 hours with on an airplane flight, and that's about it. But for 3 hours, he knew my name. How about that? So I guess that makes me his best friend. What a very cool dude, I got to tell you. When you get one of your heroes, you know, he's a freaking Beatle. You get one of your heroes, and he turns out to be cool. It's just really nice. It's a good feeling because you get some of these celebrities, and they're just, you know, I'm not supposed to say it now, douchewads. And then you meet somebody that's a Beatle, and he's cool with you. You're just sitting chatting like you could have been a wine salesman in Fargo, North Dakota or something. It could have been that. I don't think they have wine salesmen, but he could have been a salesman. Same thing, just chit-chatting away. So hooray for Paul McCartney, cool dude there. Also, a man, I can't remember where the hell this is at. It's on the show notes at macandtravis.com. This guy has 32 wives and 94 children. And no hobbies. There you go. That's enough said about that. For all you married men, wow, 32 wives. Wow. There you go. I thought our lady there was going to call in, Ms. T, but she has not called in yet. Let me see what time we got left. Oh, we got time for a song. I like that. I want to find one here. Especially one of my favorites, and by gosh, I can't find the thing. This is also live radio when you're looking for something and you can't find it. So you got both sides of the world right here. I wonder where the heck it went. Okay, well, we'll just go ahead and do a little ZZ Top. Can we do a little ZZ Top? We'll wait for Ms. T to call in and give us the update on Travis Winters and his adventurous flight to Africa. And hopefully she'll call in a few minutes. This is ZZ Top, Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers. That's what we're here, right here on the Up All Night Radio Show.
Come with me. back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Turn your back on me, baby. But you might just break up my magic.
Hope that you're getting back into listening to us there. We've got a major thunderstorm right here, and we got a severe storm warning, and let me bring it up here. I think we're under a severe thunderstorm warning. Yeah, significant weather warning for Johnson County, and hopefully we're back on the air. We got knocked off for a second, and hopefully we're back on here, and we're back into it, and sorry for that. Big lightning strike right out the studio, and then the whole thing just went crazy. So, and all the computers blinked, and it's like, oh my goodness gracious, I hope we're back on the air. So somebody in the chat box, I know there's a little bit of a delay here, somebody in the chat box can tell me if we're back on the air. MacAtravis.com in the chat box, tell us if you can hear me now. Can you hear me now? And we're back doing the thing here. And hopefully... we're back on the air, so we're waiting for a little confirmation, and we've got Ms. T on the line, and we're going to talk to her in just a second, but it's a pretty big freaking storm. If you want to check it out, you can check out the radar and you know, go to your weather.com and see it, man. It's a pretty good one. We've had storms today, all this morning, too. All right, we can hear you. Good. Thank you so much. This is one of the great things about technology. You have a lightning strike, and something happens. Thank you, Lou. For that. All right. On the line with us is Ms. T, right? Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Well, you're here. What's going on?
Trying to stay out of the bad weather.
Is it bad over where you're at?
Do what?
Is it bad over where you're at?
Yeah.
You're not out on the road, are you?
No, I'm not on the road.
All right. Okay. Ms. T is Travis's wife, and I guess he doesn't know that the show is going into hiatus yet, does he? You haven't talked to him?
No, I haven't talked to him. He did shoot me an email.
Oh, great, great. So, what? Tell us about his flight. You were telling me earlier about the crazy thing on his flight. So, he flew. What? He got airplane problems. What? Tell us the story.
Yeah, he just told me it was kind of a quick email saying that he went from where he was training, and then he went to another area, and then the plane broke, he said, which he shouldn't have put it that way.
No, you don't want to ever use broke and airplane in the same sentence.
Yeah, and I guess he tried to spell it, so I'm thinking it's like the hydraulics or whatever, the plane or something, and they got it fixed. And then he went and flew from his destination to Africa, and they had to turn right back around and because they had to fix something else.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
But he did make it. He made it safely.
All right, cool.
Actually, last night, so.
And I guess there's a chance that... If he gets that laptop, you're going to send him a laptop, and he can hook up, and you'll be able to Skype him and talk to him. And
yep.
If you can Skype him, then we can Skype him. We can talk to him, too, hook up
an
audio link and find out what's going on in Africa.
Yeah.
Did you see on the website there, I posted what the Kansas National Guard said that he's doing?
I actually went through and kind of went through them all to see if I can find anything new. But... that's pretty much what they said. All of them said.
Their mission will be to conduct, and this is the Horn of Africa, which is near Somalia, I guess. Their mission will be to conduct offensive and defensive and or stability operations in Africa in order to strengthen partner nations and regional security capabilities to enable long-term regional stability, prevent conflict, and protect the U.S. and coalition interest. Wow, that was a bunch of words.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what they all said, so nothing
I don't like the offensive part. That's the attack. We're going to go attack somebody.
Yeah, so. Which his the off sergeants are saying, you know, when we were in there saying, well, you don't have to worry about your husbands and all this while they're over there because there's not going to be any kind of, you know, there shouldn't be any kind of fighting or anything like that. And but they're going to go to Somalia, so yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, but I asked him, and he said, well, we won't be there that long.
I just jump in and out, hopefully. All right, cool. So, well, at least he made it safely, even though he had airplane problems, and they apparently couldn't find another airplane. This is a non-airplane. This is one of those charter planes, right? Like Ryanair?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not good. But,
So.
All righty. Well, I appreciate you calling in and letting us know.
Well, you're welcome.
Anything going on in your life?
Not a damn thing.
You guys got five or six more foster kids?
No. Nothing like that anymore.
Did you see that show note there? This man has 32 wives and 94 children. Well, you guys trying to beat him on the children there?
No.
I hope not.
No.
Bringing in foster kids from off the streets, man, I tell you. The police know to drop them off at your house. That's just nuts.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Some of his friends are like, you know, they've got some problems and all, and yeah.
All right.
So.
Okay. Well, you going to stay in touch?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All righty. Well, have a great evening.
Okay, you too.
Take care. Miss T, Travis's wife. Take care. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
And there you go. All right. We've been waiting this for most of the night, too. We've got all kinds of new music. We had, of course, Michael Allman. This is a brand new one from Foghat, Born for the Road. This is the brand new Foghat. And by the way, if I had the webcam going, I've got three packages here of brand new music. This one, it's got like three CDs in it. We're going to have a lot of fun next week. A lot of fun. This is Foghat, Born for the Road.
Well, I'm rushing to the airport. Time is
that. Hog Hat, Born for the Road, right here on the Up All Night Radio Show. And well, that's the last time I'm going to be saying it here pretty soon, the Up All Night Radio Show. It's going to be the Blues All Night Radio Show starting next Saturday night, and we hope to join you. All right, AZ Racer, this one's for you, baby. David Gerald, I'll Play the Blues for You.
I'll play the blues for you.
Cool David Gerald.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Phrase Eraser. This song I hooked up with a couple of weeks ago, and it's on my MP3 player, and I take my MP3 player to work, and I think I've played it about 25 times. Barry McCabe, I believe is how you say the last name. McCabe. Sorry, I'm awful with freaking names. This kind of fits us, too. Nighttime People. Nighttime People right here on the Up All Night Radio Show. Beautiful, beautiful. Got to go with the applause there, too. All right, you're listening to the last Up All Night radio show for a year or so. We hope it's not forever. But this is it. This is going to be the big wrap-up. And I don't know. We're going to, but we got something new going on. So I'm excited about that. And kind of sad because you do something for 6-7 years. And you really put your heart and soul in it, and a lot of time. It's an incredible amount of time doing the websites and, of course, trying to keep up with KCOR and all that stuff that I got to do there. And I don't know. It's kind of sad to go, but new beginning, and hopefully we'll come back. I say hibernation because I am hoping that when Travis gets back, and we'll get this back going, so... But we're going to concentrate more on the blues, and I think we're going to have a good time at that, we hope. And people get together, join us in the chat box every Saturday night, 11 p.m. Get your beverage on, and, listen to KCUR or the Jackalope 105. And maybe we'll get some other stations in on it, too. Remind you also tomorrow night, and I know she was having some microphone and some computer problems, but tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central U.S. time on KCOR, Cool Breeze and Sizzling Blues will be on, and she's live, and live for 4 hours, and she's in the chat box there all night, and you can join her there now. Like I said, I'm not for sure she's got everything squared away with her microphone. I thought she might come in our chat box tonight and share what's going on, but I have it. So I'm not 100% sure she'll be live tomorrow night, but normally she is. But her little phantom voltage went out on her microphone, and then the internet. Let me tell you something. And I understand internet's technology, and there's always problems, but Comcast, I'm going to go ahead and trash Comcast because that's who she has. They're idiots. And she's always having freaking problems there. You got Time Warner. I got friends that have Time Warner. Always having freaking problems with the internet. Yeah, we're trying to push through a lot of bandwidth. I understand that. But you still should have, decent web because you got to have good internet connection to be able to do this stuff. I'm very lucky to have a company out of freaking Phoenix, Arizona. I think they're Surecast. They used to be Everest, and they do the internet rarely. I mean, rarely do we have any internet problems. And we're pushing out. Sometimes I have 4 different streams pushing out on it and pay for a little business setup here, and it works out really great. And so every time I hear people with problems, I feel kind of bad for them because, we're not having any problems here, hopefully. And I know the government's trying to come out and they want to okay it, that the bandwidth be charged for. Let's hope that doesn't happen because that could show the death knell of us because internet radio is growing like crazy. And it's fun as hell, but it's a money pit. And it's just very, very expensive to keep things going and, here at KCR, we're month to month right now, and we're trying to make it. By the way, and we'll make it. We'll figure out a way. Where there is a well, there's a way. I want to thank, and I need to write them, we're the editor's choice on the Windows Media Guide for this week, Kansas City Online Radio, and I really want to thank them for thinking that we're something special, and because I think we are. I think we sound pretty decent. No, we're not corporate radio. I think we sound better than that sometimes because you listen to some morning shows. Oh, my freaking God. You got to be kidding me. They're getting paid for this crap that they're spewing out. I mean, right here on Up All Night with Radio Show, you're getting your money's worth, baby. You paid zero. We're making zero. And that's all you're getting is zero, too. Anyway. All right. How much time we got left here in this segment? Not very much. And this is the time, we're about wrapping up the show, and I know I'm kind of rambling on, but I really want to sincerely thank a lot of people for the last 6 years, and the fun and the camaraderie in the chat box. We've done all kinds of wild stuff. We've had live remotes. We've had Travis calling in from his fishing tournaments in a creek at a horseshoe tournament. Where else are you going to get live coverage of a horseshoe tournament? Right here. It's just crazy. We had the incident where we had a tornado, the sirens going off on the air, and we're like, okay, we're going to stay out of the air, and if this tornado hits, you're going to hear us crash. We're going to be right back. Finish this stuff up. You're on the Up All Night Radio Show.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org. And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Just a shoehorn. It's a shoehorn on a stick.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
So, like I said, finishing up the show here. And I want to thank especially there, Sexy Voice Girl, SVG, who did all of her voice stuff. In the early years, she would come in the studio, and she was a joy to be with, her and Manic Mechanic, her husband. And we had some great times there. And we used to do every once in a while these drunk fests, and it was bad radio. Just sounded awful. We thought we were really funny, and then we go back and listen, and we were really bad. But she was always funny. It always brought a lot to the show. So we want to thank her. We should thank Rebecca Jernigan. She used to come on the show quite a bit. J-Dog. We had all kinds of people. We had some great musical guests come in here. Mark Miller came in, a great musical guest coming in the studio and performing, and just a lot of good friends. McShane, Blues Cruiser used to come in. Want to thank everybody like that. Want to thank all the listeners. Thank the affiliates, the Cockroach DJ. Thank you for all the years of good time. The X, Rant Radio. I'm not going to thank you, Jackalope, because you're staying with us for the new show. So, we start that up next Saturday night, and we're going to have some fun, I hope. And I hope that all of you listening will join us in the chat box. Now, I'm going to have a new website up, and I don't know what the name of it's going to be, but you can always just go to the flagship, kconlineradio.com, and go in the chat box there. It's going to be the same chat box, same webcam. We're doing it from the studios right here in beautiful Prairie Village, freaking Kansas. And there you go. And we got some pretty good storms out there tonight, too. I'm going to go out after the show, let the dog out, run over across the street and talk to the cop, because I'm sure he's parked across the street, our gay cop. I don't care if you're gay. It doesn't matter to me, but he's kind of gay. But that's all right. Every town has to have a gay cop. That's the kind of town Prairie freaking Village is. And then next week, I guess all of our cussing goes away, all of our dirty, vile language, our slutty talk. It's all gone away, and we're back to being real people. Maybe not. Maybe I have to slip in a little bit of comedy every once in a while. We're going to do that. Thank you, Dish, Diva Trish, TS Girl, Irish Kevin. Thank you for coming in. Finally, nice to meet you in the chat box. Lou, AZ Racer, Wyoming Goofy Gal. We don't have J-Dog in there. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. I really apologize. Cool Breeze, that's AZ Racer. Ragtop hasn't been in the box forever. A lot of great regular listeners and a lot of great phone calls from throughout the years of doing the show. When do usually get on? So, yes, you do usually get on the chat box. Let me see what time it is. And anyway, so I know I can go on and on. Take care. We'll be back. I'll be back next week. We'll be back with the show in a year. Well, ticket.
I'd probably do her.
I'd do her.
If I wasn't married, I'd do her.
There was this long, lovely dancing little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers used to watch them through the glass. Just to watch her walk on past. Unlike all the other ladies, she looked so young and sweet. She made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
City Online Radio.